Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We want to move forward, if it's at all possible, on a bipartisan basis. People have to decide if they're going to deliver or divide. And we intend to deliver.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain hinted that Democrats may try to pass President Joe Biden's American Jobs Plan without Republican support. During a Politico interview recorded by C-SPAN, Klain said he thought many Republican lawmakers could support the infrastructure projects, and polls suggest most Americans already do. But there is strong GOP opposition to the corporate tax hikes to pay for the $2 trillion legislation. Others have criticized the plan's broad reach, including green energy construction and $100 billion to improve internet access. Representative Kevin Brady, the top Republican on the House Ways and Means Committee, told Fox Business that the bill is, quote, the biggest economic blunder of our lifetime, end quote. Brady argues that a massive tax hike on American businesses will hurt their ability to rehire workers. Republicans are also against a major voting rights bill that passed the House, and state GOP legislators have introduced more than 350 bills restricting voting around the country. Five of the bills have been signed into law, including one in Georgia.
If y'all want to know which state is going to be the next Georgia, it's Texas.
Stephanie Gomez with Common Cause Texas told a virtual panel that the state already has the most restrictive voting laws in the country. But yesterday, the Texas Senate passed Senate Bill 7, which would limit early voting hours, prohibit drive-through voting, and limit how local election officials can promote voting by mail. Republican State Senator Brian Hughes, who filed the bill, shared his excitement on social media.
This bill is about making it easy to vote and hard to cheat.
It is expected to pass the Texas House and be signed by Governor Greg Abbott. Hughes describes it as an election integrity measure, saying it would increase voters' trust in the process after the contested 2020 election. But William Barr, former President Donald Trump's attorney general, said there was no evidence of widespread voter fraud. Gomez from Common Cause Texas says there could be another big reason. There are close to 50 bills introduced in Texas that restrict voting access. The state is shading purple.
Texas had record-breaking voter turnout in 2020. Young Texas voters had something like a 600% increase in turnout.
The Virginia State Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Charlottesville can remove two statues of Confederate generals, overturning a previous circuit court decision. In 2017, Charlottesville planned to remove a Robert E. Lee statue, which became the focus of a white nationalist rally. Finally, the Interior Department Chief of Staff, Jennifer Vanderhyde, was demoted after ignoring COVID-19 public health guidance, planning an indoor party to celebrate the confirmation of Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. Vanderhyde will now serve as a senior counselor to Haaland. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rosbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.